Systematic Country Diagnostic Report, which recommends, or rather recommendations on that report are around creating a more inclusive South Africa. General Manager for Research at Brand South Africa, Dr. Petrus de Kock, joins us on the line. Thank you and welcome, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for the call.
Talk us through this report. What exactly does it encompass?
Well, the World Bank, in this now, the last 2 weeks, they released quite a substantive report looking at achievements and also challenges of South Africa post, basically, 1994. And then zooming in on kind of current issues that we face and how do we achieve objectives of the National Development Plan going towards 2030. So I think one of the positive areas, elements that come through the report that they repeat quite often is that in terms of poverty, you know, if you look at the period between 1996 and 2008, we've been making quite a bit of progress as a country in hacking away at our poverty issues. However, then the red flags remain, you know, on kind of questions of inequality, inclusivity in the economy, or one could say economic exclusion, basically. And really the message in there is for economic expansion, number one, transformation, number two, and then the very careful management ultimately, you know, of those bigger transformation, I would say, processes in our society.
When it speaks of creating a more inclusive South Africa, what exactly is being talked about here?
You know, they, maybe just to give you one or two examples that come up in the report, if you look, for example, at the profile of corporate South Africa and how it contributes to our GDP, for example, about the top 10% of our firms or our companies in South Africa contribute about 85% to our total economic output. Now, on the one hand, you can read that as a very positive thing, you know, that we've got incredibly robust major corporates, you know, that play a significant role in shaping the profile of the economy and economic output. However, on the downside of that, it also speaks to issues of concentration, you know, or concentration of not just economic activity, but then also of economic power, basically. So that then calls for a very careful analysis, you know, of how do you not only drive empowerment in the economy, but how do you actually scale up new industries, new businesses in the country to get to that level of this macroeconomic, one would say, contribution. Also, another example in that regard, that also those same about top 10% of companies in the country contribute about 70% of all corporate taxes. Mm-hmm. So that tells the same story, just in a different kind of a way. Now, I think from as Brand South Africa, we pay attention to these kind of things, you know, because the opportunities or the strengths that we have as a nation is very well recognized. You know, when you look at our infrastructure profile, competitiveness in issues like transshipment and logistics, a whole host of things, you know, in the financial sector, etc., we've got a lot that plays in our favor. However, in the bigger scheme of historical things as a country, you know, it's also not an unknown fact, you know, that our political transition has been quite successful, which the World Bank points out. But now the next phase, which is really the hard work, is the economic transformation picture.
Right.
So from a country reputation point of view, we've got a lot in our favor. However, as South Africans then, you know, we really need to bite the bullet and say, but how do we not only embark on processes of transformation and empowerment, but ultimately how do we upscale not just the profile of development in the country, but ultimately the reputation? How do we manage this from a constructive point of view and not just through finger pointing, but in a collaborative way? You know, I think that's where the next level of the test for us as a society will lie in the coming decades.
In your view, is there optimism and hope that South Africa will eventually get there?
I think so. You know, look, maybe I'm one of those people who always sees the glasses half full, you know, but if you think of just indicators, you know, in the country, you know, on housing that's been provided, electricity that's been provided, water that's been provided, yes, we have debates in the country, you know, on still lacking services in many areas. But if you look at some of the basic interventions, you can even go back to President Mandela. In about the first month of him being in office as president in 1994, he announced, I think it was 7 presidential projects And if you look at those presidential projects he announced at that point in time, it dealt with issues like land, it dealt with issues of water, it dealt with issues of electricity. So from the get-go of our democratic dispensation, you know, we've been very aware of what are the kind of challenges we face, and we have moved the needle on some of those. However, we really need to now look at our demographic profile. We need to look at where do people live. And also, I think we need to look at how do we then become very creative in a century that's going to challenge us. You know, we are being challenged on the one hand as a country and as a global society with things like automation, robotics, artificial intelligence that's actually taking away human labor or opportunities for human labor. So as a country, how do we manage that? How do we achieve goals of poverty alleviation, job creation, and so forth in an global environment that's actually in a way working against us in that regard? So as a country, I think in as much as we made the political transition, that called for a lot of creativity, you know, in our thinking. It called for a lot of agility in how we engage with each other as a society. And I think the same now applies to how we manage some of these economic challenges. Maybe let me just throw in a quick example there. You know, I think sometimes a bit tragic, you know, that, for example, the current debate on land transformation is being bogged down in the extremes, you know, of either for or against or criticizing government, etc. But I think, for example, in terms of job creation in South Africa and also managing the reputation of the country, that is a tremendous opportunity for us to think very creatively on not just how do you move land ownership from X to Y, but in that process, we must face the fact that you're going to need a very integrated rural development strategy. You're going to need to get financing involved. You're going to need to get your Department of Agriculture involved. You're going to need to get your agro-processing industries involved. So what I'm trying to say with that is that we must make a choice. Either we deal with these things like land transformation as a critical issue that's going to sink us all, or we're going to look at it and say, but look, here's a creative opportunity for us to bring new stakeholders on board to work with existing communities of farmers who, by the way, throughout the country, you have white farmers who've put up their hands in the last few years and say, but we want land transformation. We want a productive agricultural sector. You get what I'm saying? You know, that we really need to look at those pockets of opportunity for creativity to not just transform a sector, but to create a lot of new opportunities. So I think a lot of those opportunities are there for us.
Thank you so much for your time, Brand South Africa's General Manager for Research, Dr. Petrus de Kock, talking us through the World Bank's Systematic Country Diagnostic Report.